عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان مبارك إن شاء الله. All of you, your families, may it be the month of forgiveness, the month of mercy, the month of revival, inshallah, for all of us. We will begin a series on the first 10 nights, or the first nights, let's say, on great women in the history of Islam and the history of mankind. Women who contributed to the humanity, to their societies. Women who gave a lot of encouragement, inspiration, strength, and a beauty to this life. So I have chosen few names. Obviously, we cannot cover all those women, but few of them, especially those who are mentioned in our book, in the Holy Quran, to share their stories, inshallah, and to get inspired by them, because women have many things to give, to provide, and they are examples for women as well as men. We all learn from their sacrifices and from their contributions. So tonight we begin with the first female on this earth. I think you know her name. The very first female. We begin with her and then we go from there, inshallah, to other ladies, other women who gave so much richness to this life. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى الصفوة من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. The first woman who deserves to be mentioned is Sayyida Hawa, the wife of Adam عليه السلام. Hawa is Ummul Bashar, the mother of mankind, our great, great grandmother. We all are here because of her womb, because of her rahim, because she was the very first female in this universe who conceived children, and she delivered them. And she was the womb that carried all the prophets, all the messengers, all the virtuous people in this universe, those who worship God, they came to this earth through this first lady, Hawa alayhi salam. Oftentimes, we speak about Adam, we mention him, but we don't mention his wife. And Adam couldn't have done what he did. He couldn't achieve what he achieved without the contribution and the partnership of his wife, of Hawa alayhi salam. Though we don't have much details about her life, the Quran does not go into the details about her character, her life, her contribution. Quran speaks in general terms. Whenever he mentions Adam, he mentions Hawa, Eve. But there are certain riwayat from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and his family, the school of Ahlul Bayt, that speaks about some details about their lives, both the husband and the wife. For instance, we read that when Adam was created, maybe few minutes later Hawa was created. Few minutes after him. Maybe few seconds, maybe few minutes, maybe few hours, we don't know. But Adam was created first and then followed by Hawa. So when Adam came into this life, he was created. The riwayah, the story says, Adam felt lonely. He felt lonely in this universe, alone. And then immediately when Hawa was created and he looked at her, he asked God, who's she? Ilahi, man hiya? Allah said to him, this is your partner. This is your friend. This is your wife. This is your other half. This is a lady who would stand with you and struggles with you. And this is the one that is going to bring you children. You're going to raise children together. You are not alone. At that moment when he realized he has a partner, he has a friend, he felt peace. He felt harmony. He felt that he's not alone. His fears were dispersed when he saw his partner. And this is how the marriage should be. The husband and the wife, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. They are a protection for you and you are a protection for them. You complement each other. You integrate each other. A single father house, a single mother house is very difficult. It's not easy. God wants both to struggle, both to work hand in hand. Both to work hand in hand. Fathers have to tend to their responsibilities. They should not put the burden on their wives. Neither the wife should put the whole burden on the husband. It's a partnership. This life is based on partnership of both men and women. So Adam alayhi salam was excited when he saw Hawa. He was very hopeful. But unfortunately, this lady, Eve, Hawa alayhi salam, she struggled a lot. And she was shocked in the beginning of her life. She was shocked. She was traumatized by a very terrible incident that happened. One of her sons killed the other son. Sometimes an enemy, an outsider, someone from outside kills someone. Kills, for instance, the son, the daughter of a family. But when the murder is internal, one of them kills the other, this is too terrible. This is too terrible. So she saw with her own eyes how Habil was murdered by Qabil. Cain murdered Abel. She saw that with her own eyes. And this is very shocking. This is not easy, my friends. A mother sees her son being murdered, being killed. It's not easy. Especially by his own brother. And that happened because of one disease. One disease. This is the first disease that struck humanity from day one. What is the first disease? Is hasad and jealousy. Hasad is the mother of all diseases. Hasad and jealousy and envy does not let people be comfortable in their life. They are not comfortable. They are not happy. They don't feel happy. Even if they have everything, they still look left and right at what other people have. So they don't feel happy. They feel always agitated. And that led into the murder. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ فَقَتَلَهُ فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He became one of the losers. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ فَأُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِي فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. He became very regretful after he committed that murder. The murder did not last more than maybe 10 seconds. Sometimes we commit a mistake, a crime, a sin that doesn't last more than 10 seconds. Only 10 seconds. But the remorse, the regret lasts forever. Forever. Allah says after the murder, he woke up because he was intoxicated with jealousy. Jealousy intoxicates our minds. He woke up all of a sudden. He said, what did I do? I murdered my brother, my sibling. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. He became remorseful, regretful. And then Allah says, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Because of this first sin, first crime, we inscribed upon the children of Israel. مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَنَّهُ. Verily, مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادًا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If you slay, if you murder a soul with no reason, with no justification, as if he has murdered the entire humanity. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا. And if you bring life, if you salvage, if you save, if you protect a soul, فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. So this mother Eve, she saw this first crime, terrible crime. She lost her son. It's not easy. And she had to struggle for the rest of her life with this loss, with this tragedy. Now, of course, Eve has been mentioned in the previous scriptures, but sometimes the way they mention and they speak about her is not good, is not honorable, is not respectful. For instance, in the book of Genesis, in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, they portray Eve as being the one, first of all, she was created from one of the ribs of Adam. So she's a subsidiary from Adam. Whereas the Quran says no. She was created independently. Why should God take one of the ribs of Adam? Is it difficult for God to create another human being from clay? It's not difficult. If he has done this one, then he can do it the second time, the third time, the fourth time. So she's not created from the ribs of... Why do they say this? Because they want to say women for the rest of their time, they have to follow men. They are dependent on men. They are submissive to men. They cannot be independent. They cannot live by their own. This is the idea behind it. The idea behind saying that, suggesting that she's being born from one of his ribs, it means that you are part of men. You are one of his tools, you know. Whereas Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, first ayah in chapter number 4, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. Number one, he has created you from one soul, human soul. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And God created your spouse from your own fabric, from your own material. Meaning that your spouse is not from jinn. She's not malaika, angel. She's a human. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. It means she's a human like you. Human means she can communicate with you. She can relate to you. You understand each other because both of you are human. In another verse in chapter 30, Surah Ar-Rum, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Among your Lord's signs is that he created from among your own selves. What does that mean? It means the same material. God created humans for humans. Your wife is a human. Your husband is a human. مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Not different creatures coming from different planets. Humans like you. And God bestowed on you mawaddatan wa rahma, mercy and compassion. And God has given you intelligence. Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, 'allamahu al-bayan, to communicate with intelligence. So you don't fight, you don't argue, you don't yell at each other because you have a brain. Animals sometimes, they yell at each other, they scream. Humans, they don't have to scream because they have intelligence. When you have intelligence, you don't have to scream at each other. So this is number one. Eve was not created from the ribs of Adam. She was created independently. This is number one. Fact number two. In the book of Genesis and other biblical books, they portray Eve as being the one who deceived Adam. They say Adam was a good boy, he's nice, you know, he's straightforward, but because of Eve, his wife, manipulative, she came to him, she deceived him, she lied to him, she persuaded him to go and eat from the tree. So they put the burden, they put the sin on whom? On Eve. They say Eve came to him, she deceived him. This is also not right. Why? Because God says in the Quran, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ, both of them, not just Eve. Look at the Quran in Surah Al-A'raf. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ لِيُبْدِي لَهُمَا, لَهُمَا, both of them, مَا وُرِيَ عَنْ مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا, both of them, not just Eve, Adam and Eve, مَا نَهَاكُمَا عَنْ رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَا مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. He came to both of them. He didn't come first to Eve and he deceived her and then she went to Adam. He came to both. And sometimes we read in other chapters that God puts the blame squarely on Adam, excluding Eve. Where is it? In Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. He was the one who broke the law. Now, what sort of ma'asiyah, what sort of sin? I'm not going to discuss it because I have to speak about Eve, not Adam. Maybe the day we speak about Adam, we're going to analyze this ma'asiyah. What type of ma'asiyah? There is a whole set of discussion around this ma'asiyah. How can a prophet disobey? Is this a disobedience or something else? That's something that we will discuss one day. Sometimes you go to some museums in Europe, in America, elsewhere in the Middle East, and you find the portrait of Adam and Eve being naked. Another insult to those great personalities. They portray them completely naked. What is this nakedness? They say when they ate from, according to the biblical version of the story, when they ate from the tree, they lost their clothing, so they became naked. The Quran says, no. This nakedness is spiritual, not physical. Spiritual. Means that when they approached the tree and they ate from it, they realized that they did something bad. So they lost the protection. Clothing protects you. Okay? So they felt spiritual nakedness, not physical. Not physical nakedness. This is another difference between Quran and other accounts of other scriptures. Now, of course, when God created them, they were introduced to each other. They got married happily ever after, alhamdulillah. They did not throw a big party, alhamdulillah. They did not rent a banquet hall or walima, just two people there. They enjoyed. And the more the marriage is simple, the more stable the life is going to be. Make it simple, invite few people, you're going to enjoy life more and more. This is exactly what Adam did. This is why his marriage, despite many challenges, many upheavals, it went very smooth. they did not argue with each other. But then God said to them, I want you to live in paradise. You don't pay anything. God gave them several guarantees. I'm going to place you in paradise. You're going to have a free food, free drink, free lodging, and cover above your head. Inna laka, Surah Taha, I promise. Inna laka means I promise you, O Adam and Eve. I promise both of you. Inna laka alla tajua fiha. You would never go hungry in paradise. There is always food. Wala ta'ra. Never go naked, always being clothed. Okay, because there is protection. Inna laka alla tajua fiha wala ta'ra wa annaka la tadhma'u fiha. You don't get thirsty. Wala tadhha. You don't be under the sun. There's always shade. So you have a house. You have a roof above your head. But to stay away from this tree. Don't approach it. Enjoy the entire paradise, all this garden, except this tree. Here it shows the weakness of us, the humans. God wanted to test. God wanted to prove for the humans that sometimes you lose control. Because I have given you the choice. Angels have not been given the choice. It is impossible for angels to disobey. Why? Because they can't disobey. They cannot. Why they cannot? Why? For the simple fact of not having what? Not having desire. Not having desire. You don't have desire. When someone doesn't have desire for food, he doesn't eat. Someone doesn't have desire for cigarettes, he dislikes cigarettes. Someone doesn't have desire for, let's say, money. Show me who is that person, Habibi. Huh? Then he doesn't fight in this dunya, because he doesn't have. But when we have desires, this is important. Today when you are thirsty and you see water and you don't drink, and you control yourself, you are disciplining yourself. You are keeping yourself under control. You're going to strengthen quwwatul irada inside you. Quwwatul irada means self-control, self-restraint. You're going to strengthen it, deepening it. The power of saying no to desires. This is the strongest power, strongest gift from God. It's to be able to say, no, I reject this. This is not good. This is unethical. I'm not going to do this. So God wanted to test them, and unfortunately they failed. And God wanted to prove to Adam and Eve both that you have a staunch enemy. His name is Shaytan. Ya bani Adam la yaftinannakum ash-shaytan kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannah. Don't let Satan deceive you. Takes advantage of you. As he expelled, he was the reason, the cause of expelling your parents from paradise. كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. So, where was this place that they lived in? Where was it? Where was this Jannah? Was it in heaven? Was it on earth? Was it in between? Some people say they were placed in the eternal paradise. Jannatul Ma'wa. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, it was not the eternal paradise. It was a paradise, but not the last one that we're going to see. In this life, we have different stages of paradise before the final one. Some of them are called Al-Jannatul Barzakhiyyah. It's in between this life, the material life, and the final one. In between, there is a hub, there is a station, Jannah Al-Barzakhiyyah. Some people go to there before they go to the final one. Before things are finalized, they stay in that one, Barzakhiyyah. So it could be in that one. Why? They did not live in the eternal one. for a very important reason. Who can tell me that reason? God did not place Adam and Eve in the eternal when he created them. Did not place them in the eternal paradise. In a different paradise, huh? They needed to be tested, exactly, exactly. For another reason, huh? Exactly. When you go to the eternal one, no expulsion. No one can get you out. No one can say, go back to your country. No one. Once you enter Jannat Da'imiyya, the perpetual, the eternal, there is no exit. You are stuck there. Stuck. Whereas in the fire, God forbids, for some people who go to the fire, they might be released after certain sentences. They might be released. We've been told, God knows. This is not in the Quran, in the Hadith. Only 7 people are going to remain in the hellfire forever. Khulud, eternity. No exit from it, only 7. Now go and search for these names. I'm not going to mention anything here. But in paradise, when people enter paradise, there is no expulsion. There is no exit. There is no khuruj. Now, we know from the Quran that this paradise that Adam and Eve lived in is not on earth. How do we know that? From the Quran. Ahsant. Because in Surah Al-Baqarah, قُلْ نَحْبِطُوا مِنْهَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. Leave it, descend. Hubut means descent. So they came down. They came down to the earth. They landed in different places. However, some commentators, intelligent commentators in the Quran, some of them are really, really genius and intelligent, and I enjoy reading their books and their work. They say hubut does not necessarily mean physical hubut, makani. It could be hubut ma'nawi, spiritual. Spiritual. So it could be here on earth. God uses the word descent, but descent does not necessarily mean someone is coming down physically. It means being expelled. Hubut, when you say the dollar devalued, hubut. You are holding it to your hand up, but the value goes down. Human beings, sometimes they live in the 20th story, but their value goes down. The value goes down. Has nothing to do with location. It has to do with what? With the value. Spiritual descent. They were expelled. So there is a debate whether this paradise was on earth or somewhere else. But those riwayat tells us that when they landed, some of them say Adam landed on Safa and Eve landed where? On Marwa. Some people say Adam landed in India and Eve landed where? In Africa. Where did they meet? Again, there are stories, riwayat, that says that they met in the land of Arafat. This is why it is called Arafah. Arafah has many names, has many meanings. One of them is to recognize and identify my sins on that day, the day of Arafah. The other is when they were introduced to each other again. They had reunion in that desert, in the desert of Arafat. When they landed in the biblical account, that first khati'ah, the first sin, the original sin, is going to chase down Adam and his wife forever. Say, if we are doing something wrong today, don't worry about it, because your grandfather did it, and it runs in your DNA. So don't worry about it. But this is unacceptable. Why? For the simple fact in this book, Allah taziru waziratun wizra ukhra. If my grandfather did something wrong, does not mean necessarily that he is going to pass down that wrong, that sin, into my life. I'm different than him. I'm a different creature. if my son, if my neighbor, if my wife, if I do something bad, it doesn't mean that my children have to do the same thing. أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وَزْرَ أُخْرَى. We have been created independently, and our sins do not overlap. Yes, we might have influence on each other, but God is not going to hold me accountable for something that happened 10,000 years ago. أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وَزْرَ أُخْرَى وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. So we do not believe in the original sin. Original sin was made, the idea, as a pretext to cover up for the crimes people commit. When they commit a crime, don't worry about it. You can murder, you can steal, you can cheat, you can lie, you can exploit, and God is, you know, good God. Why? Because your great-grandfather committed these sins. We do not believe in the original sin. We don't believe. Adam himself is responsible for that, not us. So, when they landed, they realized that they did not do good. So they resort to God. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا. Allah says in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. God received a tip. What sort of tip is that? How to repent. So in many tafasir, they say, God taught Adam, this is the way you repent. Say, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك عملت سوءا وظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي وأنت خير الغافرين. This is the sentence God taught him. But through the riwayat of Ahl al-Bayt, in the book of Kafi, it says, and also in some books that subscribe to other traditions, such as As-Suyuti. Suyuti is one of the Egyptian Sunni Mufassirin, Mufassir, exegist of the Quran, a commentator on the Quran. He has a book called Ad-Durr al-Manthur. Him and others, through the school of Ahl al-Bayt, they say God taught Adam the following, that use the names, do tawassul, use the names of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein alayhim as-salam. فَتَلَقَّى Adam, he received from his Lord kalimat, words. These words, he saw them being written on the throne of God, spiritual throne, not physical. These names were written there. So he said, إِلَهِ بِحَقِّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلِيٍ وَفَاطِمَ وَالْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا غَفَرْتَ لَنَا. We have these leaders. Imagine Adam, the first one who practiced tawassul. And now some people say tawassul is invalid. This is heresy. Adam was the first one who asked God for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein to forgive him. فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه. God forgave him. They enjoyed their life here. They established a new life, a life full of challenges. They say that every time Lady Eve Hawa would get pregnant, she would deliver a boy and a girl, twins. Dakar and Untha, male and female. And this is how they multiplied. And in another riwayat, Allah will bring them the opposite gender from paradise to get married with. Because there is another story that I don't have time to explain it here, that the brothers and sisters were marrying each other. This is not right. They didn't do that. For each male, Allah creates a female, bring it to her, to him, to get married. For each female of Adam's children, Allah will create a male. So they did not marry among themselves. So every time she delivers twin, God knows how many children she delivered. And then when her husband Adam died, only 1 year after him she died. And there is a grave today in the city of Jeddah on the Red Sea. Hijaz, that part is called Hijaz. Mecca, Medina, Jeddah, the western part of the Arabian Peninsula. The ancient name, the original name of it is Hijaz. So Jeddah is there. And she had a grave, and people used to visit that grave, Ummuna Adam. But then the authorities, religious establishment, they shut that grave in 1979. They shut that grave and they dumped the grave actually, and they forbade people from going there. But until that time, people used to go there, and there was a grave that's attributed. Who knows? We don't know whether this is true or not. But that grave and that cemetery was attributed to Lady Hawa, Eve, alayhi salam. And they say the meaning of Jeddah, the city of Jeddah, it means our grandmother. Jeddah means Jed, grandfather, and Jeddah, grandmother. This is in brief the story of Hawa, alayhi salam, our great, great grandmother. Tomorrow we will speak about Hajar, alayhi salam, the mother of Ismail. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at wa ja'iluha hasanat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir wa ajjil allahumma fi faraj sayyidina wa imamina wa qa'idina صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.